Substance abuse experts and law enforcement officers are calling on lawmakers to bolster access to treatment for people battling opioid addiction. The biggest focus is on medication-assisted treatments. I'm Nick Evans. State lawmakers are wasting no time addressing the opioid crisis. In a series of hearings during their first week of committee meetings, public health experts and law enforcement officers did their best to convey the scope of the problem.
Heroin overdose deaths, as you can see, from 2011 to 2015 increased from 57 to 733, which is an astounding 1,185% increase, while fentanyl increased from 129 to 705, a 446% increase.
That's Bay County Sheriff Tommy Ford. Dr. Ray Palm is the medical director for Gateway Community Services and River Region Human Services in Jacksonville. Despite 30 years in the field, he describes those figures as unimaginable.
But I want to make it worse. Scrap your numbers. They're meaningless.
He explains statistics from state medical examiners don't give a full account.
They are only doing autopsies and laboratory examinations when there's a suspected crime or a true crime. There's a huge number of people coming into the ME's office that of people who obviously are dead that we're not capturing the numbers on.
And the crisis is expressing itself in unexpected ways. Some medical examiners are coming into contact with so many opioid-related deaths, they say they need Narcan, a fast-acting drug used to reverse overdoses. Some first responders are dealing with anxiety, stress, and trauma from repeated overdose calls. Florida Governor Rick Scott wants $50 million to fight opioid abuse, and he wants to cap most prescriptions at a three-day supply. Dr. Aaron Wall from Lee Health says limiting prescriptions is a good idea, but it won't halt abuse by itself.
The intense focus on prescribing as the nucleus for policy intervention reflects a hope that today's opioid addiction crisis will be reversed by restricting the prescription opioid supply. Unfortunately, I believe this is a misguided view. Now that other opioids such as heroin, fentanyl, and illicitly manufactured fentanyl have come to dominate the crisis.
But there's broad agreement when it comes to treating addiction. Health and law enforcement officials say the most effective interventions are medication-assisted therapies, those pairing a drug like methadone, buprenorphine, or naltrexone with counseling. Palm Beach County Emergency Services Medical Director, Dr. Kenneth Shepke, compares addiction to obsessive-compulsive disorder.
You know, let's say somebody has, you know, again, the washing their hands thing. Telling somebody who's washing their hands obsessively, hey, stop doing that, what do you think the success rate's going to be? It's going to be zero, right? Because you haven't addressed the underlying problem. You haven't addressed the compulsion to do that behavior.
A little over half the money Governor Scott is requesting is actually a federal grant, and it supports the kind of therapy Shepke and others recommend. But it doesn't pay for other needs, like beds in long-term treatment facilities. Palm Beach County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Mike Gauger says that's what his community needs.
I have to tell you that we're stymied by a lack of beds for mandated detox. 10 years ago in Palm Beach, by the way, we had 45 detox beds. Today, we only have 22. 10 years ago, we had 200 intensive treatment program beds. Today, we only have 64 in a county with 1.6 million people.
For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.